happily over the state and the area, and I don't know, I think around the country, there are a proliferation of taco places, really good places where you can eat tacos. In particular, Taco Deli sort of moved up from Austin into the North Texas area. They seem to be sort of slowly taking over the state and maybe bigger areas than that. They're also bringing back a great concept, the grab and go, where you can just walk in and grab something and have breakfast and eat it on the way to work. Roberto Espinosa is owner, founder of Taco Deli, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Great to be here.
So
I
this
appreciate
is
you inviting me.
One of the great exports of Austin to this area. Why? So Austin's sort of a bit of a hotbed of taco development. Why?
I don't know. I think it's at the end of the day, it's the ease of access and portability that I always kind of like to quote. It's such a kind of democratic, so easy to access food, you know, and you can put a lot of different ingredients into a tortilla. So to me, it's just a very accessible food item. The Austin thing, I think it's been here for quite a while. You know, we obviously did not invent the breakfast taco, but we really kind of blew it up, and we're really proud of how we've grown that segment for ourselves. And I think it's really resonated with our customers.
But that's a really interesting growth area, because this is kind of what, you know, McDonald's had sort of a lunchtime thing, and, you know, for kids. And then all of a sudden they introduced, I guess probably 20 years ago, introduced breakfast, and it just took off like crazy. And it increased their market share and growth and got a whole bunch of new customers in. That seems like that's what's happening in your business, because I never heard about breakfast tacos until, you know, the last, I don't know, maybe decade or something.
Yeah, you know, I think something to do with the university here in Austin. I went to UT, and I remember seeking breakfast tacos at that. So I think it's a bit of a cultural thing. You know, I'm from Mexico City. I didn't know breakfast tacos in Mexico either. So it's definitely a very Texas thing. In Mexico, you get a plate of eggs, a la Mexicana, or huevos rancheros, and you get your tortillas on the side, right? And then you can make a taco as you go. But as far as a breakfast taco, I think it's a very Texas thing. And it definitely, I do have memories of eating them in Austin from a very, very long time ago.
So the grab and grow concept, evidently you had this and then you discontinued, now you're bringing it back?
Yeah, so the pandemic has everything to do with that. Yeah. We kind of slowly got away from it and realized it was just not going to keep working. And we had a shaking dish, you know, a hot, whole dish for our breakfast tacos for pretty much the entirety of our existence. So from, you know, we opened our first restaurant in 99. So probably in 2000, we started doing grab-and-goes. And it was great for convenience, great for people on the move, trying to get to work, grab a cup of coffee, get a taco, and then just kind of move on. We just kind of backed away from that just to manage inventories. And, of course, people weren't coming into the dining rooms. And we did not reengage it till just recently. And, you know, I think it was the right time to do it. And we're definitely past the pandemic, and we just hadn't done it. And I think the timing has been good. We're getting great response. Customers are loving that they're back. I have friends texting me with photos of their grab and go tacos going, thank you for bringing them back. You know, so it's pretty well ingrained with our customer base.
But this seems to coincide with it must be a growth trajectory for you guys. I noticed you got a new CEO in. You've got you got 13 locations right now, but you're selling goods and you know, all of the right places. I mean, HEBs and Whole Foods. So where's the growth?
New restaurants. You know, we try to perform. The restaurants are they perform well, but we always try to make sure that they're firing on all cylinders and running like a top. So we do our best within each four walls of each restaurant to perform the way they should. But the growth is in new restaurant openings. Our CPG brand is expanding. We're still working on trying to you know, build new items.
Now, wait, CPG are the dips and salsas and retail products that are
The Kroger, retail
Kroger and
right. Okay. Yeah, we're not in Kroger right now. We're rolling out in Kroger, I think, this summer. But we've been asked to join their sets, so we're very excited about that. But yeah, Whole Foods, HEB, some of the small retailers that are, you know, regional or local, they've supported our business as well, and that is definitely another growth area for us.
Well, and you're selling the breakfast tacos and, you know, some coffee shops and places like that. So is that to drive business to the retail locations, or is that just a separate income source?
It does. It serves multiple purposes. You know, we sell them at wholesale, so it's not a huge margin, but you know, we do have enough coffee shops where there's volume. And it also exposes our food and our brand to consumers that may not know of us. So we get some sampling that takes place through the coffee shops. And then also customers that can't get to us or prefer to go buy their coffee from one of the, you know, so many great local coffee shops in Houston, Dallas, and Austin that do resell our tacos.
So what about the bricks and mortar locations for growth? I mean, you certainly have not filled out the state of Texas with, you know, only two locations in Houston, none in San Antonio, and only three in North Texas.
Yeah, no, I think in the real estate parlance, there's a lot of white space.
And a lot of demand, too, because like I say, your name is well known. It's just you just don't have as many locations.
Yeah, and we kind of, you know, it's I don't know if it's purposeful, but we're not rushing to just go open up a bunch of restaurants. We're very proud of the quality of the food that we serve. And that's a bit of a limiting factor. I think teaching the kitchen teams to execute our menu, you know, takes time, and you want people to know what they're doing to execute. And so that's always been one of our, you know, growing challenges, to make sure that we have a team that knows how to do it. But as we grow, we're getting better at training and better at holding the recipes or adhering to the recipes closely and all that. So we're keen to kind of keep expanding over the next year to 5 years.
You want to go outside of the state? Because, like I say, it's a hot product right now, and somebody's going to fill the void if it's not you.
Yeah, we no plans for out of the state. Of course, we have aspirations to be out of the state, but right now we don't have the plans to do so. Just like you mentioned, we feel that we can add more restaurants in the Houston market and the Dallas market. Even Austin, I think, still has room for us. With eight restaurants, that feels pretty good. But, you know, this town is expanding really fast. And there are people moving from out of state into Texas. Yeah. You know, into the Houston, Dallas, Austin area, you know, the triangle, if you will, and it's continuing to grow. So I think some of the peripheral markets that are presenting opportunities, you know, we're looking at deals in Kyle or Pflugerville, and, you know, places that are not in Austin proper, but are in the metro.
You just would seem like a natural for airports, too. You know, it's a port. No, I mean, it's a fast. Yeah. It's a portable food, and it's associated with, you know, with the state. Something people would want. You know, they line up for Whataburgers at Love Field. I can't believe they wouldn't line up for Taco Deli's at DFW.
Yeah, well, if you know anybody, just please text me. So we are the airport here in Austin, and it's a very successful unit for us. It's not it's a licensing agreement with Delaware North, and they do a fantastic job of running that show for us. They've been doing this now for just around 5+ years, maybe a little longer. They're great operators and know what they're doing. They care about quality, they care about our brand, and from what I hear of the other players in the airport that are under the Delaware North umbrella, they take care of their brands really nicely. So we've had a great experience, and based on that, we are hoping that we can explore some other opportunities in other airports.
Well, like I say, you've got a great product. I would think the world would beat a path to your door as long as we can find the doors.
That's yeah, why. Yeah.
Roberto Espinoza is the co-owner, co-owner and founder of Taco Deli. It's good to spend some time with you. Thank you.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure.
Look forward to the next time. I'm David Johnson. Oh, for more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.